Okay, that's fine. I want to give a yeshakarach to the Stern family. Parnas Hayayim, the Ili Nishmas Rachel Bas Svi. The Shom Shav and Aliyan, Hafel Mishal Yisim Chanachas and Bracha. Okay, preparing for Yontif. Pachay Yitzchak Shavuos Mar Mezayin. Shigris HaMachshava HaMetzuya Teifes says, Es HaInyin Shal HaKarvas Teiva. The normal way of a person looking at this midah of HaKarvas Tov, of being grateful to others. Normally we think of this Le'echad HaNimusim Asher Mekarma Behelchaz Derech Eretz HaKadem Sator. Normally people think of HaKar Satov as another one on the list of good midas that a Jew should have. With all the other nice midas, one of the thank you very much. One of the Midas Tovus is to be Makir Tov. Lefi zeh ma'amida higam es inyin ha'kara b'tovasu shel mokum l'nekudach has b'kam ha'klala shel Eved Hashem. So that would mean that ha'kara satov extends, of course, not only to other people in your lives, to all the people in our lives that we're grateful for, but Tachash Baruch Hu as well. And the top of the list to be Makir Tov to Hashem. Ha'chasadecha shebechal yamimon. But the Rosh Yeshiva says that this is a completely wrong way of looking at this avoda of Hakaras HaTov. It certainly is a midah tova, but it's different than the other midah types. Hechocha gemura hamitzia behechlet miyad shigrezu hem divrei Ramban ki hach dekoma Moshe el ha'am al tiroki b'avru l'asos n'sosis chem bar l'kim. When it was time for Kabbalah Satorah by Maimon Har Sinai, Hashem Yisbarach said to us that we're being tested, that there's some sort of a test, a nisayon. Hashem is coming to test us with Matan Torah. So the Ramban says, Hainu nisayon shal hakaras tova, l'nasay eschem, im tigmu l'Ramban writes, im tigmu l'fan of B'toiva, asher osa imochem. The greatest toiva that was ever done for any Jew was that Hashem Yisbarach gave us the Torah. That He gave us Himself. Anochi Hashem Lokecha. Anochi, as you all know, is ano nafshi, k'savis yahavis. When I gave you the Torah, I gave you Myself. I gave you Myself. So the Ramban says that the test of our Kabbalah Torah, then, and it still is now, The test is, are you truly makir tov? Do you really appreciate what I'm doing for you? Are you overflowing with gratitude for the fact that I have given you Myself? We're grateful for everything you've done for us, but the most wonderful thing you did for us is Hashem Elokeinu, that you're Hashem for us. And that's only through Kabbalah Satorah. So the Ramban says, when it says in Pasuk, "Lebavur nasos eschem abar lukim," that this is a test, that Kabbalah Satorah, there's some test that was taking place. So the Mefarshim say to see if you're going to keep the mitzvahs, you're not going to keep the mitzvahs, but the Ramban says, no, hakaras hatov. In Tikkun L'Fon of Tov Asher Osa Yimachem, let us see, the Rashi explains, Bekan, Hayesoidius Hashem in Yisrael Hakaras HaTov. So with this, the Ramban has taken Hakaras HaTov out of the wonderful list of five midas, and he's placed it at the foundation, where it's the centerpiece of all of Yiddishkeit, of Kabbalah Satorah, what it means to be Mekabel Torah Hashem. But the Yisod of Kabbalah Satorah is that I'm eternally grateful for this extraordinary gift of you to us, that you gave us yourself with Kabbalah Satorah. That through the Torah we have this relationship with you. Through the Torah we have a connection to you. So it's not another midah tova. It's Yiddishkeit. It's all of Yiddishkeit. Machri de maimon hanivcha shel ha'asin mesparshel nebekan kibchina b'hakaras tova. The Ramban understands that maimon ha'sinai was a bechina. We were being tested. Are we makir tov? That Hakadosh Baruch Hu vayeved Hashem ha'asinai, that the bari olam is chosen us from the entire world, baruch habanu, raymimanu, and so on, to connect to us by giving us the Torah. are you makir tov? Beis elishadain hatmiim lafefes asanu. Hello, kama milas tayvus lamokim lein lufnei matan torah v'gam la'achrav. There are many other wonderful things that Hashem has done for us. He did for us before matan torah, the mitzrayim and the avos, and then after matan torah. But b'kulon esparish lano hayosam nisayin shlakaras tova. But none of these tayvus that Hashem did for us before and after are understood to be a nisayin. Are you going to be makir tov that I killed the Egyptians? Are you makir tov? Are you going to be makir tov that I brought you into Eretz Yisrael? We don't see that. We see that by Maamar HaSinai. V'niglas lono b'kan ha'ora chadasha. Ki ha'karos ha'tov ba'ad ha'tov v'shamatan Torah ma'hava chelik shel hazika asher al yoda ha'nefesh mizdakekes l'Torah. Rav Utner explains, here, Hakaras HaTov is not just the Midah Tovah. It is that which creates the bond between Am Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's that which makes us into a nation of Mekablei HaTorah, that we're Makir that Tov, that Hashem is giving himself to us. Bofen Asher Kiyum Mitzvah's Tefillin, that if a person puts on Tefillin, Mibli Hachzokas Tovah Al Mitzvah Zuh, he doesn't feel any particular, that day he's not feeling any particular Hakaras HaTov, gee, thank you Hashem for giving me tefillin. I appreciate the mitzvah of tefillin. Okay, Yeshel zeh tviya shechisor Hakaras HaTov. Then it's a regular tviya that you have poor manners. You should be grateful that God gave you tefillin, and if you're not grateful, it means that you don't have the best manners. You're lacking in this midah of Hakaras HaTov. Aval ein zeh nageh l'gufa du'uv d'shel tefillin. But it's not a pagam in Hanachas Tefillin. It doesn't reach the actual mitzvah, the act. It doesn't somehow undermine the maaseh mitzvah of putting on Tefillin. There's the mitzvah of putting on Tefillin, and it's proper, and it's good matters to be grateful for the mitzvah. Masha'en kein limuda shel Torah. However, if a Jew opens up his Gemara, if he opens up his chumash, whatever it is, and he doesn't feel this hakaras hatov, that, you know, that every time you and I open up the sefer, there's that leba'avur nesayses chambar lukim. We're once again, since this is an inyan of Kabbalah Zatar right now, and Hashem is speaking to me and giving me himself through this act of Talmud Torah, every single time you and I sit down to learn, there is this nisayin, are you makir tov? And if you are, then you are truly a makabel Torah. If you're not makir tov, then felt that is in the whole maisa of Talmud Torah. There's something missing. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah is not altogether being kept. There's something missing in it. Bliach zokas tov avuras avura is a pagam beguf haklita shel hadivrei Torah. Not only that, it's going to affect your ability to absorb the material that you're learning. It's going to affect, you can, you know, a person can sit and learn, and he has the intellectual capacity to absorb more, to accomplish even greater things, but if he's not makir tov on this maisa of Talmud Torah, it's a tremendous chiddush. But you'll see at the end, he brings with an old maral that we know for many years, and it's clear that if you're missing in hakaras hatov, that feeling of Hakaras HaTov, it damages your clay kibble, it damages your ability to be mekabel Torah, to receive Torah. It's not a tosefes, it's not a nice thing, an added thing, an advantage, something good, extra points. It's the etzem maisa of Talmud Torah is blemished, is damaged, is missing. If a person doesn't have a consciousness, doesn't mean he has to do a whole rikud, but if he doesn't have a consciousness of this chiddush that the Bari Olam, like I was talking to somebody the other day, we were walking home from shul, and there was Rav Pinchas Scheiberg, Zeichus Zalev Racha, when he was from New York, and he went to study in the Mir Yeshiva, before the Milchama, he was studying, he went from America studying Mashiach. And he always wanted to go see the Chofetz Chaim. And it wasn't so close. He kept on putting it off until finally he got a telegram from somebody back in the States from the family that was sick. And they were asking him, please go to a bracha, go to Chofetz Chaim to get a bracha. So, okay, I wanted to go, and now it's urgent. So he went to Chofetz Chaim. And the Chofetz Chaim, whoever was helping the Chofetz Chaim, said to the Chofetz Chaim, was very old, and he was yelling into his ear, and he said that this person came all the way from New York to Poland to learn Torah. Came, and the Chofetz Chaim went, okay. Well. And you remember that it wasn't easy to travel. And he said again, he said, Rabbi, he came from New York to he's learning in the Mir Yeshiva. He came from all the way. So Chofetz Chaim says, no, the Baruch Shalom came all the way from Shemayim to give the Torah, so he could at least come from New York to Poland. This is not such a big thing to come from New York to Poland. Not such a big thing. Now, we know that traveling is not hard for Hashem. That's not what Chofetz Chaim is saying. The chiddush of Maimon HaSinai, of that moment of Vayered Hashem al HaSinai, and to us, if that's lacking, it's not just that you're ungrateful. You're not truly mekabel Torah. You're missing it. And this ma'isiv Talmud Torah is not going to really be as effective as it could have been. Umal Chadvar Mukachu. The Rashi explains. Shis Alfishnin Haviyama. Hashem created the world for, should be 6,000 years. It's divided, all of you know, Shnei Allah from Tohu, the first 2,000 years until Avraham Avinu, 2,000 years that are called Tohu, Shnei Allah from Torah, 2,000 years that are called the 2,000 years of Torah, and then the final 2,000 years of Yemos HaMashiach. Vahanach Shnei Allah from Torah Hischilu Me'Avraham Avinu. And the 2,000 years of Torah begin from Avraham Avinu, as Chazal explained. Why from Avraham Avinu? He didn't receive the Torah. Umefurish hu bekosuv, ke'inyin sheshimesh yisod l'haschol shel tekufa zu. Chazal tell us that how did this tekufa of Torah begin? These 2,000 years of Torah. Hu avoydus hezdamus l'midosav shel mokam. The 2,000 years of Torah began before the actual giving of the Torah with man's ability to somehow resemble the Creator. That's called the beginning of Torah. In other words, this contact between heaven and earth began with Avraham Avinu. Where do we see that by Avraham Avinu, this inyan of his damus labore, that a human being can somehow, a human being can be godlike? Where do we see this? Because it says in Pasuk, Avraham, Chazal explained, Avraham hayo yiyeh legoy gadol, and it says, ki dativ, there are many, many wonderful things that Hashem could have said about Avraham Avinu. He had a remarkable life that was filled with all kinds of good things. But the one thing it says in Torah is Vishomru Derech Hashem, that Avraham Avinu observes, he keeps the Derech Hashem, and he's teaching it to his family and to his servants. Derech Hashem. What's Derech Hashem? So it was revealed to us that Derech Hashem Ha'omer Bekan he dimui Hatzur Liotzur, the path or the way of Hashem means man living his life in accordance to Kivyochol, the life of Hashem that's been revealed to us, the Midas of Hashem. That's the Rambam and the Gemara, the Rambam. In Zel Shehidabek B'Midosav, this inyan of Dveikus, Ubos Sidbak, which means Mahu, Afata, Hashem is merciful, you should be merciful. Hashem visits the sick, you visit the sick. This ability of man to be in this connection, in this relationship with Hashem, that's called the beginning of the 2,000 years of Torah. Preparing us for Maimon HaSinai. This, of course, would later on be formulated as one of the 613 mitzvahs of Torah. So, in order to transition from the chaotic emptiness of the 2,000 years of Tohu, even though there's some wonderful people, but it's called Tohu, to the 2,000 years of Torah, the bridge over which one must cross to enter into that tchum of Torah is called Mahu Afata. Being Doime, resembling Kivyochel Hashem, it's called Vishomru Derech Hashem. Vaz Boris Adavaram, he alpia mavur b'mishna de Avos, and this is understood. Why is this so? Why is this inyan of resembling God? Why is this called Torah? Why is this the beginning of Torah? Why is this so crucial to Torah? So it says in the Mishnah, in the third parak of Avos, Chavivim Yisrael Shenikru Bonim L'makom, that we are especially beloved and different. We're beloved of Hashem because he called us his children. We're called Bonim L'makom. V'chavivim Yisrael Shnitlham Klei Chemda. And that Chavivus, that love, that unique love that Hashem has for the Jewish people, that we have the status of being, and only us, have the status of being his children, the raya for that, the siman of that, is that he gave us the Torah. Shenitn lehem klei chemda. We alone, in the whole world, we receive the Torah. Vahainu, the klolius inyan hamatn Torah, koshuhu umuhuduk im hadargis shalbonim atem la'ashem elokeichem. We see that there's this deep connection. It's more than a connection. It's the whole identity of a makabel Torah is that he's a ben lamakom. The identity of each and every one of us sitting here right now is that each one of us is called Hashem's child, and Hashem's child receives the Torah. Bonim atam Hashem lokeichem. Chaviv in Yisrael, shenikru bonim lamakom, and chaviv Yisrael, shenikru bonim kleichemde. The chavivus of the child is, nobody else is getting this, I'm giving it to you. I'm giving the Torah. And I'm giving myself to you through the Torah, because you're my child, you're my son. I'm giving it to you. When we're talking about there being a resemblance, or how can the Torah describe that a finite mortal human being is like God? What is the strongest term of resemblance in the world? The answer is that you are kivyachal of him. You are his child. That's the strongest lashon you could use. It's the strongest thing that could be said. Not you're a friend. Not even that you're a kala, even though we're called Hashem's kala, because a kala is not mishpacha. A kala is from the outside. She's a tziga kimina. She came from outside the kala. But a child? Etzim etzomai. A child is the essence, is bro karadavu, is an extension of the father. So when Hashem Yisbarach is saying, I'm giving you the Torah because you're my children, I'm giving you the Torah. So Rav Huttner is explaining that this madrega of bonim, that we're his children, that's what creates this possibility of dimui, of there being a dimui hatsura liyotzer, of us being kivyachal like Hashem. Because we're his children. And as children, Hashem gave us the Torah. That's the Klei Chemda. The Davka Dargas Habanim, Hi Yamechayevis Lias Bedugma Shel Maila. That it's because we are on the Madrega of children that we, and we alone, have this responsibility to be like him, because we have his DNA, Kivyachal. So we have a responsibility to be like him. The rest of the world doesn't have that. Not that he didn't create everything, but only we are singled out as being children. And a child means to go in the Derech Hashem of your father, and to resemble your father, to take that on, to inherit that. Mechin is told this saying, Kayetza man, because a child is like their parents. V'nimsa, that's meyusa shel mitzvah zusha dimui hatsura liyotzva, this mitzvah, so we're saying this is the beginning of Torah, v'shamu Derech Hashem, men being able to resemble Hashem. This is the beginning of Torah. So he explains, that's miyusu shel mitzvah zu, shel dimui hatsura liyotzra, when you try to understand the essence of this mitzvah of Dveikus, of Ubo Sidbak, which means, mahu af ata, just as he, so shall you be. So shall we be. Just as he is, we have to be like him. The atzmis of that is, he even shesia shel klolius matan Torah. That's the Evan Shasi, that's the foundation of all Matan Torah. Because Matan Torah is the Klei Chemda that Hashem, that our Father gave us in order to live in His path, in order to continue on in His way, in order to be like Him. And it's unique because only the child has such a responsibility. So our Father had to give us the Hechetim, so the Kalim, what we need in order to live like Him. And He gave us the Torah. That's called the Klei Chemda. Chavim Yisrael. The Banu L'Makom. And as Banu L'Makom, they need to have a Torah. They need to have a Torah to live like Banu L'Makom. V'ashal Kein, Muvan Heitev, Ki Davke Inyan Zer Shal Hidabek B'midoysev, Hu Habereishis Shal Hashnei Lofim Torah. So that's how the Rishiv explains. Therefore, this Inyan of, by Avraham Avinu, V'shomru Derech Hashem, this is the beginning, this is the Bereishis of the 2,000 years of Torah. This is the beginning of the time of Torah. This is the Yisod. Now, Sif Dalet, we're going to skip because it's a Maimer HaMuzger where he's explaining Chazal of Sonim HaTanis Yichya, but that's not the explanation that he's using to bring us to the point that we began with. So, we wouldn't have time. Let's go to Hey. It's a Maimer HaMuzger. Dal is a separate, really like a separate piece. He's like this. Hey, Avla Hargosh. So Chazal say, only a person who hates receiving something for nothing, a gift, is able to really feel chiyus. So what does that mean? So he explains. What is this chiyus of a person who doesn't want to get, you know, welfare, who refuses to get something for nothing? He's sonim matanis. It's a strong lotion. Yichya. What is that? He's the shebesinus matanis menakud yosef pnimis. So, this the first way he explained was more of a regular malach, and now he explains with pnimis. What is the greatest possible way for a human being to resemble God? You could even say like this: what is the greatest way for a child to be like his father? And the Torah is not just because the father is nice or the father is generous, the father is smart. The greatest, deepest, most remarkable way that the father could be like his father is to become a father himself. Right? There's nothing bigger than that. To become a father himself. So he says that Akein Hakav Hazeh Shal Seinim Atonis Marvelit Hu B'Yoseh as a dogma Shomayla. It was the greatest thing that we could say about Hashem is that He's the Creator. That's the greatest thing we could say. We don't, more than that, it's even though there are midas, but that He's the Creator. That He's the Makor of life. Everything else in the world receives life from Him. When you and I become fathers, we're zaych to be fathers, so we become ourselves a Makor that gives life. We ourselves become a makar chayim. The greatest dimion that a human being can have to Hashem is to be his own man. First of all, as I said, to have a child, to bring a child into the world with Hashem's help, obviously. But even when it comes to being creative in terms of your learning, to be mechadesh chidush Torah, man, when it comes to being godlike, is when the more a human being can be independent, can take care of himself, is a soinu matanis. He hates receiving. His whole chiyus comes from creating, from giving. When you have a child, there are people that don't want to have children. There are people that they don't want to have children because they have it, then it's going to mess up my life. Kids certainly mess up our lives. And the kid's going to mess up your life. She wants to be thin. If I have a kid, I'm going to get fat. He wants to make a lot of money. I got to handle with the kid. I'm going to spend so much money on this kid. This inyan of being a dugma shalmaila, of being that the one that's created can be a creator. There's no greater resemblance that a human being can have to Hashem than that. Than being a makor of life that sustains myself. I don't depend on people giving me life. I'm a source of my own life. Of course, with Hashem. But I am the makar of my own life. That's the greatest resemblance man could have to God. Soinim atanis yichya, the one who hates getting from others, but loves giving to others, is filled with chiyas. He's a soinim atanis yichya. That's what life is. Life is being like Hashem. And like Hashem, the highest way means being just as Hashem is the makar chayim, he's his own man, kivyachol, so too, you're your own man. You don't need favors from anybody. You don't need free things. You don't need gifts from anybody. You do what you have to and you give for other people. That's called the makar chayim. Look how he explains. B'tzir k'mosr shalom. He says, Sharei b'tzir hidabig mimidaisa. Amr mahu racham afat racham. So all kinds of, just as Hashem is merciful, so we should be kind. And all the other nice things Hashem is, so we also be like that. That's all part of the mitzvah of midas tovus and derech Hashem, to resemble Hashem. Baruch Hu shetchunas hashpas tova hanimtzeis ba'adam einim hiida dain al hamakaris b'tchunaso. Now the fact that a person can be rachum and chanun, that a person can be kind and can be giving and generous, that doesn't yet prove that he's a makor achayim. It means he's a nice guy. It means he fits into the category of rachum, chanun. He's patient, erech abayim. It's a good midah. Shken gam mayim shuvim, nitnu lashpa. Listen, water comes from the well, or you get water, and the water is also doing a big taiva for us. What is it that's unique about a human being? Listen what he says. It's amazing chiddush. Rak sinas hamatanos, when a person hates receiving. Hi hamamida as ha'adam betchuna shemekayris. That establishes the makarius. That establishes the person as being a source of life. V'zui ha'kavana b'dvarav shal mora einenu ha'maral shekosu b'sefer nesivis da'ayichya. The Maral explains, what is that? Why is it Soni Matanis Yichya? That somebody who hates gifts lives. He knows what it means to live. Why? Asher Soni Matanis Misparishu b'muvan ha'chayim asher b'mayim chayim. It's like what chayim means when we say mayim chayim. Not the seltzer, but the by the part of Buddha, mechatas, by mayim chayim. Klomer, she'enu notel meimav mimokam achir. What's mayim chayim? Mayim chayim doesn't have to get its water from any other place. It's its own source of water. It comes from within. That's what it means to be a mashpia. That's what it means to be a makar of life. I don't get my life from someplace else. I don't depend on anybody else for my life. I myself, the makor of my life is within me. Maral says, "Eino no tel meimav mimokam achir misbarach mineu bei." Ubevade shedimui hatsur liotzer betziyu zeh shemakor dekula. How much more can a human being resemble Hashem? Just as Hashem is himself, and he doesn't need from anybody, he's the makor himself. When a person is a soni matanis, it means I want to be a makar of life. I don't want to have to take my life from anybody else. I'm a makar of life. And really, that's what hakaras hatayv is. That's what hakaras hatayv is. Who explains? Who has shlama gemura begalis hakaseres beklolius hayidabik b'midosav aydei hamidish arachum v'chana shken hakaraseinu bo yisbarach b'tor makar dekula. Our understanding that Hashem is the makar of life, makar dekula, the source of all life. That precedes our knowing him as being kind and good and visiting the sick and all the other things. He's the creator. He's the creator of life. He didn't wait around to be created. He created him. He created. He's the creator. Umeata moischem anu asakav hala. Look what it says in Chumash. We all know the pasuk. To really, the highest level of dveikus b'Hashem. Atam advekim b'Hashem lokeichem. If you really, really, all the good midas are dveikus. Rachum, chan, all that's dveikus, because it's all derech Eretz. It's all dveikus b'Hashem, because it's all derech Hashem. But the highest madrega dveikus is what? Atam advekim b'Hashem lokeichem. Chayim kulchem hayom. Chaim kulchem. Chaim, life. Mechain tofeses ha-hargosha ha-mamika es nekudas achiyas ha-she besinnes ha-matanas. And therefore, this sinner, this hatred, this refusal to receive, and if one receives, the closest you can get to not having received is by being filled with hakaras hatov. Right? As opposed to expecting it and taking it. When you're makir tov, that's your resistance. you receive this gift, and you don't want the person to feel bad, and it's very, very nice. But emes yosani matanis. But the only way that somehow, in some way, there can be a relief from this misa that comes with being dependent on others is that I makir tov. He explains. This is the highest a person can reach in being like Hashem. Therefore, the highest a person can be davuk Hashem is ma Hashem chay bifnei atzmo u'ma Hashem mashpia chayim l'kol ha'olam. Just as Hashem is alive and doesn't depend upon any source of energy for his life, and he gives life to everything else, atamad veikim Hashem lokechem chayim kul chayim. By being in that state of chayim kul chayim, one is the most like Hashem. And the only way to achieve that is, Chazal tell us, by being, the Pasuk says, by being asoni matonis. The Fitri says, zu achayim ha-mefroshim b'divei Kabbalah, I don't depend on anybody else. I'm a makar of life. My makar of life is within myself. I'm soinim atonis. I don't want you to support me. I don't want you to take care of me. I don't want to be in need of anything from outside of myself. To be the makar chayim. That lives a life of ashpa, of giving, that's the greatest that one could be like Hashem, who's the makar chayim. Because more than anything, Hashem's the creator. Hashem's the makar of everything. Now we're going to understand why, Rosh Shiva says, now we're going to understand why, there is, Kabbalah Satorah is not Kabbalah Satorah. Torah means Hakar Satov. It's the essence of Torah. The beginning of the 2,000 years of Torah was that there's going to be this way of life that man is going to be like God. Dimui tzura liyotzur. Man is going to be like the Creator. That's how Torah began. Man is going to be like the Creator. Man is going to be able to be attached to God because he's going to be God-like. And what does that mean? He's going to be Hashem's child, Hashem's son. And that means to be dovuk to Hashem's ways. And what is the greatest means of becoming dovuk to Hashem's ways? Being a creator yourself, a father, a giver, a caretaker, as opposed to being somebody that's a schlepper and a schnorrer, that's receiving, to be a soinim atonis. That's when the child himself becomes a father. The child himself becomes a makor chayim. All of us thought we were like big bali midas until we had to raise our own families. Then you realize it's not so pashut. To be makor of life, every minute, not just to have the kid, but to be a core of life. There's nothing that's more like Hashem. That's called the essence of Torah. Mekomo shel achzakas tov hi ba'astira nimtzes ben ha'hechor shel adam lehizakek lekabal tova. This stira that a person feels between being a mensch, being a person, and having no choice but to sometimes receive from somebody. Somebody, you have to sometimes get things. You have no choice. Lo, the elish sheyeshnam habi afanim shel kabbalah shodem uchuyev limsa nafsho bechdei lios makabel. Listen, there are times that you have to do it. You have to be makabel. There are times you have no choice. Uben shleimus tsirosu shel odem lios makar hamizbarach minei ubei. But there's such a stira between being a source of life and having to draw your life from outside of yourself. Hachzokas toiva. So, what's the one thing that we can do to lessen that stira, to soften that divide, to close that gap that is made as a result of one having to take from somebody? The answer is Hachzokas HaToiv HaMekilas HaStira HaZos B'Gvul HaEfshari, by being Makir Toiv, by acknowledging and accepting with gratitude and showing gratitude and recognizing the other, that's how you're able to make the gap, close the gap. Why? As much as possible. The Hainu. Shachzokas HaToiv HaVatzipiyah B'Levavo Shalem HaKabal Ligmar L'mashpiyah Chesed Tashlom. Because what does it mean, Hakaras HaTov? Hakaras HaTov means I'm not able to receive this for nothing. I want to give you something back. I can't just receive. I want to give you back. At least I'm going to give you back what? A big yashar koach. At least I'm going to give you back, like, you know, they say, like, by the Briskerov, if you once did him a little taiva, then even though he was, you know, he was a very strong person, but if anybody that ever did him the tiniest little taiva, it's not just, even by the Briskerov's Einiklach, if there was 100 years ago somebody did something for the Zayda, for the Elder Zayda, that means they'll let you into the yeshiva now. Ahead of 10,000 other people are trying to get into the yeshiva, if your Elder Zayda helped Reb Chaim, you're in. And a lot of people get upset about that. The Chazokas HaToiva is murdik. That yashvus of a mensch, of an odom, is unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I mentioned many times that there was that the Briskerov didn't drive, and there was always somebody that drove him, and he always insisted on paying. And there was this one guy, he absolutely refused to get paid by the Briskerov. And Briskerov said, I'm asking to take the money. He said, Rebbe, I can. And Briskerov told him, please believe me, this is the easiest way for me to be free of you. It's the easiest way. It was like, if I give you a couple of liras, you know, a couple of, now they're shkolim, I'm done. And I was mashpia, I'm finished. Otherwise, it's going to be now on my head and my children and grandchildren, ad seif kol ha'doros, that this Chaim Yankel took me 5 blocks and now I have to worry about this the rest of my life. About how not to be a makabel. That's what it is. But to be a makor chayim. They're all like that. That whole family was like that. And the many tzaddikim, that's this midah. And the midah of hakaras ha'toiv, that I have to do something for you. I can't just be makabel, because I'm a sign of matonis, because I want to live. And the only way to truly be alive is to be a creator, is to be a giver. To take for nothing is death. I'm Hashem's child. A child can only has the ability to resemble his father. The greatest resemblance one has to our father is ourselves, to be fathers and to give to others, our kids and to other people. If I have to receive from somebody, so Biskov said, I have to get a lift, I'm Makir Toiv. And the easiest way for me to Makir Toiv is to give you a couple of dollars. Trust me. I don't want to have to handle you the rest of my life. Because he knew that he would. Because that's how they were. And I saw this by other tzaddikim also. I saw myself, this by my Rabbi Rab David, I saw this by many tzaddikim, this Indian of Hakaras HaTov. Because they have to defy that netiya that a person can have to not being a makor chayim, but to being on the receiving end. So what does Hakaras HaTov do? Ma'amidosa b'chazorah b'tziyu shel hasanim atonis. So it helps them to become a little bit of a sign of matanas. Okay, you have to get the ride, but I'm signing this matana. Therefore, I'm trying to diminish that by giving back to you. So you gave me, I'm giving back to you. I feel b'shasa kabbalah atzma. And I'm saying, because so even thank you, and even being makir toiv and expressing that and showing that. I was laughing the other day. We were handing out things to the kids in the backyard for Lag BaOmer, and you know, there's always, some of the kids say thank you, some say thank you very much, and some say, do you have another one? It's always like, you know, there's all different kids. So I said to my mirror, she was next to me, I said, make a list of the ones that say thank you for future shidduchim, for the girls. Write down the boys that say thank you for a future shidduch. It's already a teva of a person. It's also good pedigree, it's good training, but it's, and children just repeat things, of course, and it's a good simon. And sometimes you try it 1,000 times and they just don't. That's not necessarily a rye that the parents are not doing their best, but it happens. But at some point, whether or not this child grows into an adult that has that intuitive, strong feeling of hachzokas toiv, of makia toiv. It's a goyse mensch. That's why you see the Musa Svarm, that they held that hakaras hatov is the biggest mid of all midas. But now we understand. Because it's the deepest level of dveikus b'Hashem, is dimui tzur liyotzra, I'm his child, and I'm also a creator. I'm not a taker. I create. I do. I give. I'm a makor of life. The Tzein Lomedim Eifo, ki lefi erech achiyas, hagnuza besinnes ha-matonis, ashe belovovo shel odom, kach berech zeh, tigdol hachzokas hatov, the more you hate matonis, the more hakaras hatov, hachzokas hatov you have, when you have to receive. Sometimes you have to get a lift. So the bigger sinnes matonis you have, the bigger hakaras hatov you have, the bigger right is that you're alive with sinnes matonis. Umimeli says, now we understand Maimon HaSinai, this Indian. Mislavdim heim advarim fest. Maybe we're 2 minutes a little bit over. It's hard. I'm trying to do one Maimon each week. It's hard. Ki anisoyin b'achzokas ha-toyv shematan Torah, the Ramban said, that Matan Torah is not just another thing, you know, hakaras ha-toyv. He says, the whole Indian of Kabbalah's Torah is, are you makir toyv? What? That's the whole Kabbalah's Torah. Lubavur nisoyset, that's the nisoyin? That's not by tefillin, not by tzitzis, not by any mitzvah. By Torah, by receiving the Torah, and when learning Torah, why? Ein perusha stam the son mitzvah zeh shachzokas tov b'tuah midah b'fnei atzma. It's not just a test on one midah, on the midah of hakaras hatov. El shenisayin zeh hu b'china b'dargas ha'achon l'Torah. It's a test to see, are you people who can receive the Torah? Ki heder achzokas hatov, because if you're going to be ingrates, if you're not grateful for this, if you don't feel forever, eternally grateful for this, it means that you're not the children that I thought you are, so to speak, and you're not capable of being like me. You're just another nice group of people that are online to get something. And so, the whole inyan of receiving the Torah is that we should be mashpia Torah to the whole world, to our children, to the whole world, that we should give over Torah, that we should be ourselves a makar of Torah. That's why the 2,000 years of Torah could only begin with this gilui, this revelation at the time of Avraham Avinu that Mahu afata, that we are like Hashem, that we resemble Hashem. Asher toichen darga zu, bonim atam l'Hashem. Asher toichen darga zu, hu davke tzir zeh shel dugma shel ma'alik, ki zeh hu ma'alik hadvarim. Matan teres chayim, here he puts it all together. Hashem giving teres chayim, the Torah of life, that is the Torah that teaches us, that's the klei chem that teaches us how to be really alive, how to be ourselves, a makor of life. Shel Elokim chayim, that was given to us by the living God. L'makablam bale nishmas chayim, to makablam who are alive. To makablam who are alive with wanting to give and to do and to create and to change the world and to bring the Rabbanu Shalom into the world and to give to the... That's the whole thing. Asher nishmas chayim shalem onasol sam, that because of the nishmas chayim that we have inside of us, it prevents us milahafsis tchunas ha-makar shalem. We can't give up this being a Makar Chaim. Afilu b'shar shehem akablam, even when we're receiving, and that's why we were tested, are we going to have this Hakar Satov? And this is not the case when it comes to putting on tefillin or when it comes to doing other mitzvahs. And now let's go to Ches. Finish. L'kavanazu. Matin heim divrei mo'arinenu ha-maral. And we can learn this and understand this in the famous teaching of the Maral. Shekosta b'bir ha-mayim ad-desibis ha-chur ben ha-yim ad-neisha shalabarach b'tar-tchila. So everyone knows Gemara says, that in the Dawn, the Gemara says that the reason the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because we didn't say Birchas HaTorah. So, like Rabbi Yonah says, the Maral, they all say, what do you mean we didn't say Birchas HaTorah? That's why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, because we didn't say Birchas HaTorah. First of all, we did say Birchas HaTorah. Every Jew says Birchas HaTorah when he gets up in the morning. And there were worse affairs not saying Birchas HaTorah anyway. That's why there was a Churban. So Maral explains, and the Maral says, what do you mean? The Gemara says the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of the Aveiros. The first Beis HaMikdash was because of what? Because of the big three Aveiros. And then the second Beis HaMikdash because of Sinas Chinam. So what's this business about Lo Baruch HaBatar HaTchila? That the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because we didn't say Birchas HaTorah. Elish in chisorin birchas atodim ral says bo levar mibnei ma lehichzer isam hamor shebetarosim lamutav. We said birchas atodim, but we didn't feel it. We didn't feel the gratitude. We didn't feel that thankfulness to the one who gave us the Torah. Of course, we said it. And Mimeli says, the Maral explains that had we felt that gratitude when we said Birchas Torah, had we really felt what that means, that Hashem gave us the Torah and gave us Himself, that would have given us the light and the life to overcome those averas, of the big averas that we were doing. It would have given us the ability to come back to ourselves, to be Hashem's children. But since we were ungrateful, we didn't have that light. Never before have as many people been learning Torah as now in history. Never before have we had so many people learning Torah. So you would think that every year we'd hear about a new Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. No? There'd be a new Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky coming up from the bullpen, from the dugout, wherever. A new one. Where are they? There's so many people that are learning. So many Baruch Hashem that are learning. And they're not learning with Cossacks and pogroms, you understand? They're learning. They're not Mechaya. They're learning. So what's going on? So there are all kinds of explanations, but and there would be people who just would get angry for me saying that, but it's the Metzius. You just have to look with your eyes. It's more. There's more in Eretz Yisrael, in America, who, what, where. I mean, they're wonderful people, Talmidei Chacham, but we're talking about Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Reb Moshe, what? Because we're not truly mekabel the Torah. With all of the hours that are put in, it doesn't mean you're necessarily recognizing the one who gave the Torah. And that's whenever kids come to see from yeshivas to come meet me, or I should talk to them or get a bracha or something, I always ask them, you're learning Torah all day, do you ever think of the one who gave you the Torah? Because that's what makes us into his children. And that's what makes us into have Hakar Zatov. And through that Hakar Zatov to be Dovak Hashem. And through that Vekas Hashem to be alive. And through that life to give life to others. And through that to become great people. If you're saying Birch Zatar, or you don't think of God once the whole time you're learning, then the Maral says, the light of Torah was missing. The light of Torah is being connected to the one who gave us the Torah. It's a pgam in receiving the Torah. It's not just bad manners that you didn't say Birchas Torah. It's a pgam. The learning you're going to do that day is not going to get all the way into you. It's just not going to make its way all the way into you. You're not going to absorb it the way that you could have. It's not going to work. It's not going to have the effect that it could have had. The extinguishing of the light of Torah that brought to the Churban, that led to the Churban, or didn't prevent the Churban. And that's why he gives it, we're not going to read it, that's why he gives a practical lights in Sif Tes, where the Rosh Yeshiva says, then I'm going to tell you something, you could try to do this. He says, every single day, after you say Birchas HaTorah, say Birchas HaTorah with Kavana, how grateful you are to Hashem, think of that Hakar Satov. And if you can, as soon as possible, after you say Birchas HaShoachach, try to learn something in that mode of Hakar Satov. Or at different times during the day, when you're learning, to stop and to say Tefillah to Hashem, and to talk to him about that Hakar Satov, about that Hakar Satov. And then he said, watch and see what it does for your learning. Then you're a Makabel Torah. Then you're Dorma to the Yotzer. Then you're filled with that life and that dveikus, and then you're able to. It's not just good manners. You're now a person who's makabel Torah. You're makabel Torah. That's Kabbalah's Torah. Hakar Satov makes us into makabli Torah. Okay, I'm sorry, I went over without Marv.